Greetings, this is Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach, and this episode is brought to you by To Empower You, a podcast dedicated to helping young adults and young couples achieve their goals and dreams from a biblical context. Pastor Thomas A. DeLoach.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to To Empower You. I am your host once again, Thomas A. DeLoach, and I'm so glad that you've decided to connect with me once again for these few moments in time. And on today's show, I want to talk about beyond the surface, exploring attitude and success. This is a teaching podcast, so go and grab your Bibles and take some notes. If that's what you desire to do, I have a really good informative show for you today. As always, we start our show off with a quote of the day, and it goes like this. Your attitude is like a paintbrush. It colors every aspect of your life with shades of possibilities. Now let's look here in Philippians chapter number 2, and we're going to read a few verses here, verses 14 through 16. Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse number 14, and we'll conclude at verse number 16. Notice what the scripture says. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God, without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among the stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life. I really like this scripture, mainly because this is the scripture for our church, Word of Life, where I pastor in North Carolina. And as I was selecting this verse of scripture, I said, yeah, this sounds familiar. This is our model scripture for our church. But this is so true as we talk about today, beyond the surface. Now, many times we look at people and we see them as a success. Maybe they have succeeded in business, sports, maybe a certain career, whatever the case may be. We can look at them and say, man, they really got it going on. But I've often said, I wonder what is going on beyond the surface. What is their key to always winning? What is the key to always being on top? What is it that causes them to start at the bottom and before you know it, they're on the mountaintop once again? What is it about the Kobe Bryants, the Tom Bradys? What is it about those that have scaled the halls of academia? What is it about those that are always doing great in business, the Bill Gates of the world, you know, these various public figures that we see, or maybe even people that you know in your family circle, your friends, people that you admire from afar? What is it that they have going on? Well, in my estimation, even in people that I have talked to, it is their attitude. We know, we've heard it said that when your attitude is high, your mindset is high, man, there's no place that you can't ascend to. Attitude, I believe, is everything. When your attitude is right, your view of the world is right. When your attitude is wrong, your view of the world is wrong. So I want to give you today 6 benefits of having a great attitude. And here's what I want you to know before we even get into this today. I want you to have this mindset that no one can stop me but me. No one can stop you but you. Don't blame the color of your skin. Don't blame who your parents were, even if you didn't have any. All of those things are outside of you. But I want you to know today, if nobody has ever said this to you, that you can succeed with the right attitude. And you got to have that within. That's where that comes from. The mindset has got to be trained consistently, or it'll just go out in green pastures and everywhere it can go and pull in negative junk, all kind of stuff that's not conducive for success. So a lot of the things that we have blamed, a lot of exterior things that we have blamed. We've said, this one didn't like me, that one didn't like me, this, that, and the third. And some of those things, or maybe all of those things, may have been true. But I want you to know, none of that stuff can stop you. Nobody disliking you can stop you. The only person that can stop you is that man in the mirror. So when we begin to look inside of us and see the riches and see the gold and see all the precious things that the Father has placed within, we begin to magnify those things in our thought life continually. We continually build ourselves up. We continually say great things about ourselves. And before you know it, the inside of us begins to permeate on the outside, and we begin to attract the right people, the right circumstances. Everything that is right that the Father has for you is going to come from having a great attitude. Once again, I want to give you 6 benefits that I want you to consider as it relates to having a great attitude. And here's 1. Enhance problem-solving abilities. We all got problems. We all got challenges. Nothing wrong with that. But when you have a great attitude, you are 1 step, maybe even 5 steps ahead of other people because your attitude is right. And when your attitude is right, you can think clearly, because a positive attitude fosters a mindset that views challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. This perspective encourages creative problem solving and resilience in a fast-paced society. Things are moving so fast. A fast-paced society, things of adversity, all kind of things that can be pushing up against you. When problems come, watch this, you get excited because your mindset is already like, we can beat this. We can find the cure. There is an answer. This is what I want you to know. Maybe you haven't considered this. For your current problem right now, have you even considered there's an answer? And I want you to know the answer is inside of you. We look to this one, that one, the other one, and there's nothing wrong with getting counsel. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. I'm going to say that again. There's nothing wrong with asking for help. But what I want you to know, have you considered that you already have your own answer to your problem? But many times we look at ourselves and we say, I'm not smart. I'm not educated. I'm always failing. See, when you say these things out of your mouth and even consider it in your heart, that's what it is. Whatever a man's thoughts are, that's what he'll become. So you've got to shift in understanding that you already have the answer on the inside to solve your own problem. And when you have the right attitude, you can do exactly that. 2, improve interpersonal relationships. Having the right attitude, just having the right attitude can improve your marriage. Just having the right attitude, you can interact better with your kids. Just having the right attitude, you can be a better coworker. Hear me today. Just having the right attitude, you can garner success on your job. You can be a better boss, a better supervisor. Like I said, everything begins inside. Everything will begin to improve in your interpersonal relationships when your attitude gets better. A great attitude can serve as a magnet. Look at this. Can serve as a magnet, drawing people towards you with an infectious positivity that is undeniable. By maintaining a cheerful demeanor and displaying genuine interest in others, you can cultivate strong connections and build a network that is sustainable, that will support you as you support them, both in your personal and your professional life. I want you to see yourself today as a magnet drawing in the right people. Remember now, if in fact attitude starts within, and my attitude is nasty, then I'm permeating nasty and I'm drawing in nasty. But if in fact positivity is on the inside and I'm releasing positivity, that magnet is drawing in what? Those that are positive. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying. And when you look at the balance of your life and things that have just not turned out the way that you had hoped they would, did you look at your attitude? I'm not talking about did you look at them. Somewhere in our mind, we have trained ourselves to blame deflect. And I think we've learned this in our families. We've learned this in our communities. We've learned this in our churches. We've just learned this over time. But we never look at inside. I want you to begin to do your own improvement. Because see, your only enemy is you. If you fix you, everything around you will look different. When you are a magnet, whatever you are, you will attract. So now we look back at this and we say, you know what? I need some things in my life to be improved. Maybe again, I need my marriage to be improved. Instead of you praying, asking God to change your wife, pray and ask God to change you. Instead of you praying, asking God to change your kids, you need to pray and ask God to help you. Everything that you're asking God to change around you, God is saying change happens on the inside. The inside is the thing that needs to be touched by God. For on the inside lies all of the things that you need to become a success. Point number three, increased adaptability. This is very key because a lot of people have an issue with adaptability because we don't like to change and we like things to be comfortable. But can I tell you something? All the great sports athletes, entertainers, actors in every genre of life and every field from A to Z, they know how to adapt. All right. Is this what we're going to be today? No problem. I'm still going to succeed. Okay. Things have changed. Okay. No problem. We still going to succeed. You know why? Because success happens on the inside. So I have a radar that can help me to adapt in any situation. Oh, it's cold. No problem. I'll adapt. It's hot. No problem. I'll adapt. It's raining. No problem. I'll adapt. It's sunshiny outside. No issue. I'll adapt. It's cloudy. I'll adapt. Now, I know people. Based on the weather, you don't know what you're going to get from them. If it's raining, they're going to be funky. If it's snowing, oh, Lord. If it's sunny, it may be a 50-50 thing. We don't want to vacillate in our attitude, once again, based on the things that are outside of us. We got to stop looking outside. We got to look within and find out what's broken, what's fragmented, what is going on in our psychological thinking, our mental makeup, and we got to deal with it head on. So embracing a positive attitude enables you to adapt more readily. I'm ready to adapt in every changing circumstance and in every changing environment. Rather than resisting change out of fear or uncertainty, I approach every new situation with an open mind and a willingness to learn, facilitating growth, and then I can be flexible in every endeavor that I do. And we have to realize and understand that it's okay to look at something and say, man, I've never been this way before. And if in fact, I feel a little fear because it's just these waters I've never navigated before, don't beat yourself up about that. But what I want you to know that greater is in you, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got the great one on the inside. And he will help you to adapt in every situation and circumstance that you might face, understanding that everything in your life is not going to be the way that you want it. And you can't change the circumstance. You can't change the people. And God is not asking you to do that. He is saying, don't even worry about them. See, the problem is we let too many things outside of us get inside of us and spoil the good thing that God is doing. Don't do that. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about your boss. Don't worry about your supervisor. Don't worry about your neighbor. Don't worry about your enemy. Just like Jesus said, you have no power over me. And when we really, truly understand that no one, I mean no one outside of us can defeat us, this ought to encourage you, man, and give you some juice this morning to know that you can make it. You will make it. I am a success. I have to be a success. Here's why. Because God is a success and he lives on the inside of me. How can I fail? The only way I fail is if I just forfeit and don't show up, or if I just don't believe it at all. But I want you to understand you can increase in your adaptability no matter where you are, no matter what city you in, state you in, maybe where you are, the unemployment is so high, nobody can get a job. But that ain't got to be that way for you. Maybe you in the murder capital of the world and everybody is dying in their 20s and dying in their 30s. And you say, man, I'm in my 20s and 30s. And I think I'm going to die too. Nope, it don't have to be that way for you. This is what I'm trying to get you to see. Whatever it is for somebody else, that's for them. But it doesn't have to be that way for you. Point number four, heightened creativity. Yeah. You know, I have even said to myself, man, I am not creative like other people. But I've had to really hold my tongue on that and say, no, I am creative. I've had to start speaking life to my own self and say, yeah, you know, throughout my life, maybe I've not had the creativity of other people, but I've got to declare and decree something different about myself. Because again, if I have God on the inside, he's the creator and he will give me the ideas. He will give me the witty inventions. He'll give me the intuitiveness to be able to handle every situation and create something out of nothing, just like he did in the book of Genesis, and cause me to be able to do that to serve my humanity and even serve myself better. So having a positive attitude, it stimulates the brain. Just having a positive outlook on life stimulates your brain. So if you're negative, you know your brain ain't stimulated to be creative. Ask writers this, people that write for a living, they have to constantly be inspired. If they hit a rough patch, they may go away on a trip. They may go to the park. They may go somewhere that will inspire the creativity inside of them, because that fosters innovative thinking and an imaginative problem-solving outlook on things. By maintaining an optimistic outlook, you can tap in to your creative powers, garnishing or garnering people to connect with you, ask you things, wanting to be a part of your team, fresh ideas, fresh approaches that can set you apart from the competition. That's what God wants to do today. He want to set you apart from everybody else. Now, we never look down on people. We never think we're better than other people. But what we want to operate and flow in and move in is that I move into another dimension of life. I've heard sports athletes say there's levels to this. Yeah, there's one thing to be able to play good in the regular season. But when the marbles are all out there on the floor and I got to go get them, I know how to take my game to another level while everybody else is still playing in the regular season. I'm playing in the postseason. I've always wondered why certain athletes could take it to another level. It's their mindset. They realize the regular season is over. It's time now to go for what we know. It's time now to go hard in the paint. It's time now to lay it all on the line. And for some of us, we're behind time, but I'm praying that God will help you to redeem the time through your attitude and say, everything that I allow to stop me, that stops today. I'm not going to let money stop me. I'm not going to let the man across the street stop me. I'm not going to let what personal opinions of others stop me. I am not going to be stopped. And number one, I'm not going to let myself stop me. This is my time. My season, my moment, my day, and I know if I got no other support, I know I got God cheering for me. This is good. Point number five, boosted immune system. You didn't even consider that having the right attitude can keep sickness and disease and dis-ease away from you. Many people are sick because they have a sick mindset. Many people are tired because they've got a tired attitude. Many people are dysfunctional. They got a dysfunctional attitude. And if you just want to build up your immune system without taking vitamins, nothing wrong with that. Prescription drugs, if you want to cut all that out, work on your mindset. When you work on your mindset, you boost your own immune system. Have you ever thought about this? God created your system. He knows how it works. If you just start every day out with some gratitude, some thanksgiving, every day, I promise you, I get out of the bed, I say, Lord, I thank you for another day. I don't get out of my bed and say, oh, my leg hurt, my back hurt. It's Monday, rainy days, and Mondays always get me down. Oh, this, oh, that. No, I don't start my day off being negative. And some of us, this is just our default. We start every day out with some drama. Some of you, you just love drama. You just dive into negativity. You're going to have to get out of those shark-infested waters and get into a place of peace, calm, and thanksgiving. Do you know when you wake up every day, God has given you a gift? Many people planned last night and didn't wake up this morning to execute it, but you did. So you ought to wake up with a heightened sense of thanksgiving, especially if you are a Christian. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Notice this, that research has shown that maintaining a positive attitude can have tangible effects on physical health, including strengthening the immune system by reducing stress levels and promoting overall well-being. A great attitude can help you stay healthy and energized. For some of you who are always tired, having a positive mindset, because the mind what? Drives the body. So you can energize yourself, enabling you to tackle challenges with vigor and resilience. I don't know anybody. I want you to take a pill called Thanksgiving every day. That's right. That's what I'm saying. Take a pill called Thanksgiving and gratitude every day. Thanking God for another day. Thanking God for one more chance that I can see my spouse and my children. Tomorrow is not promised to none of us. You never do God a favor by just living on the planet. We show our gratitude and our thanksgiving to God by always giving him all the praise, all the glory, all the honor in every situation, knowing that any situation that I'm in, it can't take me down because I got the power in my mindset to take me higher. Last point, point number six. You ready? Let's go. Increased productivity. I want to produce. I want my fruit to remain. I'm just not out here being lazy, just out here wanting everybody to help me. I'm going to help myself by changing my mindset because this will enhance and increase my productivity. A positive mindset promotes a can-do attitude that fuels productivity and efficiency. So when you approach tasks with enthusiasm and optimism, you're more likely to stay focused, motivated, and proactive, leading to a greater output and achievement in all of your endeavors. Who would not want to increase in productivity? If your mindset get right, watch this, you never have to ask for a raise. Because every project your boss give you, you knock it out the park. Think about that. If you just work on your attitude, I didn't say go back to school. I didn't say get another degree. I didn't say go into debt. I'm saying to you, if you will really truly understand that everything you need is inside, the issue is it's not developed because you're not working on it. But today, you're going to start working on you. So next time your friends, negative friends, ask you to go out, you say, no, I got bigger things I'm doing. Well, what you doing? I'm working on me. And they may give you all kind of crazy looks. It don't matter. Because remember, success begins on the inside. Success starts with your mindset, your attitude. It starts with you. I want to encourage you today that you got all you need to make it through this life, and to be a successful person is part of your spiritual inheritance. I don't want you to let the enemy rob you another day. I don't want your negative mindset to rob you another day. Evict that out of your thoughts and replace it now with positive things concerning you. And I just want you to watch how your life will begin to ascend to the next level, is my prayer. Well, that's all that I wanted to share with you today. I pray this blessed you. If it did, I want you to send me an email, as always, at info@thomasadeloach.com. For those of you, if this is your first time listening to me, thank you so much. You can go to my website, check me out, find out who this is that's talking to you. You can go to thomasadeloach.com. There you'll find a little bit about me, my advocacy, where my church is in North Carolina. If you're in the area, come and see me. I want to shake your hand, throw my arms around you, love you with the love of Christ. I want you to do that as well. Listen, man, as always, I say this at the end of every show. I'm praying for you. I'm believing God's best for you because I know you can win. And I pray that you will continue to stay connected with me. Let's stay connected together and let's get to the top, because there's room there for all of us. I'm believing that. I know it to be true. So I want you to go out and do something great. Make somebody's life better than what it is. All right? And until next time, as always, remember to be empowered.
Thank you for listening to my show, To Empower You. If you were blessed, inspired, and encouraged, please send me a praise report, prayer requests, or show ideas to info@thomasadeloach.com. And follow me on Instagram @thomasadeloach and Facebook @drthomasadeloach. And remember, you can go to my website anytime at www.thomasadeloach.com. Until next time, be empowered.